I'm Carla Reeves, and this is Differently, the Lifepreneur podcast. I'm a hyperachiever turned lifepreneur, and after a decade of coaching ambitious leaders, I'm convinced we are far closer than we realize to what we deeply desire, and it's a willingness to do differently that can change everything. This podcast is for the everyday leader ambitious for a rich, out-of-the-box life. This is your weekly nudge and reminder to take a risk to build a life that is uniquely bold, authentic, and in alignment with your deepest values. I was so inspired the past few weeks watching clients begin to do differently, and I thought of you, my listeners, and I wanted to create a short podcast today for you guys. I have been wondering how you all have been doing and how you've been feeling, because I've been feeling a little heavy these days and having to work extra hard to keep my head and my heart straight. Let's face it, there's a lot going on in and around us and has been for quite some time. And all of that has an impact and over time can take a toll on you. Maybe like me, you've been feeling a little extra weighted down too. Today, I want to show you that even when you feel like you need some big changes in your life, but you don't have the energy or wherewithal to begin, you can start small. And small changes are my favorite place to work, because small shifts with consistency over time are the key to making change last. In fact, I was just reading this morning in Natalie Goldberg's book, Wild Mind. She says, make positive effort for good, even when the monsters are screaming in your face. She says something like, the voice in your head gets pleasure from kicking you in the teeth when you're down. And when you feel down is when you need to make positive effort forward. And this might mean getting out of bed, washing your face, brushing your teeth, opening the blinds and letting the light in, or getting dressed. You get to decide what that means for you. In my Elevate Breakthrough coaching program, around week four, we do an exercise for that particular week that is an invitation to do differently. And this involves doing anything to change up the ordinary moves of your life, whether it's in your relationships, at home, with your spouse, on the job. And I want to share the kinds of things I have witnessed over the years working with clients. The first one I'm going to call threaten with a hug. And this is when a child or an adult or someone close in your life maybe does this annoying thing that they do, and you realize it's kind of a call for attention, and usually respond with annoyance, or the family gets upset or even yells. And instead, this time, you embrace them in a bear hug and threaten hugging them until they stop. This is called interrupting the pattern. And this actually happened with a client's son one time, and he ended up just erupting in laughter. And it interrupted a pattern for the entire house that had been happening for a long time. The second example I want to share with you, I'm going to call lead versus please. This is when, and I've seen it over the years, is a client will recognize that they're in some sort of leadership role, and instead of leading from what they know to be true and right for the project or organization or team or whatever it is, they catch themselves actually trying to please others and sort of altering their idea or plan in order to accommodate what they think others need. And in this particular case, I remember a client like stepping up and just getting buy-in for her idea and her leadership, and then educating others to get them on board, like fully taking responsibility to bring others on board with her instead of kind of cowering to what she thought they wanted. Super powerful. Number three example, I'm going to call less thinking, more action. So maybe this shows up in the realm of making connection or building relationships in your life, or maybe this is related to your job where you need to do sales outreach or sales calls and you find yourself overthinking it and doubting yourself and then putting it off. And this involves just getting into action. So I've seen clients do it where they just set down the overthinking and they just start scheduling these coffee catch-ups and they get them on the calendar. Less overthinking, less hesitation, less worry, and more getting in action. And what ends up happening is with very little effort, they feel more connected, they have opportunities on their calendar, and they've created impact with very little output. It's like low hanging fruit. And so again, less thinking, more action. Number four, I'm going to call go small for the long haul. And this is from my life. I've gone through many different phases of my life where working out and exercising and moving my body has looked very, very different at different stages of my life. I've belonged to gyms, or I've done walking, or I've belonged to a yoga studio for a period of time. And for the last, gosh, I don't know, a couple of years, I use an app on my phone and it's called Asana Rebel. They have all different durations of workouts. They're all yoga inspired. They range from 5 minutes to, I think, like 45 minutes. But I do a 5 to 10 minute workout every day. I love it because it's manageable, it's doable. It's very hard to talk myself out of it because 5 minutes is so doable. And I'm not kidding you. Most of my workouts are around 5 minutes long, but I do them every day or maybe twice a day. And over time, I have seen results in my body and it helps me maintain my weight, my strength, and is such a huge asset to my mind. So small steps over time. Almost always, my clients, when they are journaling about these actions they're taking to do differently, they almost always will say, oh, this is just a small thing, and they tend to discount it. I always remind them that they're actually not small things. They're very big things, and they're things that over time lead to what you actually want. And so the theme for today is small changes, big impact. Where can you take a small risk, a small step for the sake of a big impact? Now, imagine doing that same action with consistency over time. I want you to really sit and imagine that. Like if you choose one thing, and if you thought about doing that for a week or 2 weeks or a month or 3 months or 6 months, what kind of momentum would that create in your life? Now, let's go create some waves. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for tuning into the podcast. We are growing listenership. This takes time, and I would love your support so that I can continue to do this and bring this to you every week. Will you share this today with someone you think would find value in your life? I thank you so much for that. I hope that you have a great week. Again, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram or LinkedIn. And if you do on LinkedIn, please send a personal message so I know to accept. And tell me what your biggest takeaway from today was, or an idea that you decided to start in your life. I can't wait to hear about it. Have a beautiful week. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Differently. I hope it stirred your thinking, and I invite you to take one inspired action from something that stood out to you. If you want to hear more conversations like this, hit follow on your favorite podcast app. And if this episode could impact someone you know, please share it and pass it along. Remember, new episodes drop weekly. See you next week.